From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia is reacting strongly to President Donald Trump's decision to sign into law measures sanctioning Moscow for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election, a charge Moscow has denied. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving ties. He also called it a declaration of economic war. Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's new U.N. ambassador.
I really wonder, is there anything in this world today which Russia is not guilty of? Some of U.S. officials were saying that this is a bill that might encourage Russia to cooperate with the United States. To me, that's a strange sort of encouragement. But it's not our habit to be resentful children and to be, to get offended with anything that happens around. We will not relent on finding ways and means to cooperate with our partners, including the United States.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump signed the measure in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws.
The president favors tough measures to punish and deter the bad behavior of the rogue regimes in Iran and North Korea. And he also sent a clear signal that we won't tolerate interference in our democratic process by Russia.
Sanctions were extended against North Korea and Iran, which promised a proportional response. At least four people were killed Wednesday after gunmen ambushed a convoy of buses in South Sudan. Several others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The attack occurred on a main highway between the capital of Juba and the Ugandan border. At least 14 people were killed in a similar attack back in June, claimed by a rebel group in the midst of a four-year civil war in South Sudan. This is VOA News. Brazil.